tell us about the last, I don't know, 24, 48 hours. What's it been like as you sign your contract and make your way to Calgary? What has this last few days been like for you?
Oh, it's definitely been really excited. You know, a quick turnaround here. Played my last game for the UMass last week, but, you know, signed the contract. I was really happy about this opportunity. Just come in and, you know, just learn from the older guys, just soaking it all in and, you know, just being part of the team. It's nothing but been great so far.
It has to be, like, in your head, has to be weird because so disappointing. Your season comes to an end at UMass and then snap of a finger and it's exciting and you're turning pro. Like, what are the emotions like knowing it's a big swing and a big whirlwind?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I wanted to win at UMass just for the older guys. But, you know, you just kind of go from 0 to 100 back, you know, when you sign that contract. And, you know, it's everything you dream of. And, you know, it's definitely been really excited for me.
So what has take us through your travel day yesterday. It was you had to go through Minneapolis. You got in here late. You don't have your gear. Like, it wasn't an ideal day, was it?
No, it wasn't. You know, I flew from Hartford to Minneapolis and Minneapolis to Calgary and got in pretty late, I think around 10:30.
Okay.
So it wasn't, didn't get much sleep, but, you know, I'm still really excited.
What has today been like, your first day around the rink and meeting some staff and meeting some players, all that type of stuff? Take us through today.
Yeah, you know, I just came in, met the head coach, all the assistant coaches and all the staff. You know, my teammates as well, you know, they welcomed me with the open arms. So I'm really glad and just really excited to be here.
Do you, have you picked up how excited Craig Conroy is to have you? I know he was really excited for you to sign.
Yeah, you know, he talked to me a little bit and he was really excited to bring me in and, you know, just show me around and just for me to experience all this stuff. And so I can be ready for, you know, the training camp coming up.
Idar, what made you want to decide to sign and leave college? Like, what made this such an attractive opportunity for you?
You know, I credit a lot Greg Carville and UMass, you know, for everything they've done for me. I think they've done a great job developing me throughout these 2 years, and I think I'm definitely ready to make that jump and to take my game to the next level.
What makes you think that you're ready to take that jump?
You know, I think the way I play, the way I compete, and you know, I think throughout those 2 years, I found what I want to be and want to play, what kind of player I want to be in the NHL. And I think you know, my brain is ready. I took my game to the next level this season, and I think
You talked a little earlier. You really like kind of patterning your game after Austin Matthews. What about his game is so attractive in terms of the way you play?
I think obviously his shot, you know, the way he shoots and finds himself a bit an ability to score those goals, I think is something I want to learn from. And you know, I have a good shot as well, and I like to score goals, and that's my strength in my game.
Tell us about your shot. Like, how or when did you kind of recognize that, hey, this is a really good weapon? I've got a better shot than a lot of other people do.
I've never actually thought about it. Just, you know, just kind of came to me. And, you know, I'm always trying to improve and develop all part of my game. But, you know, I'm glad I have a good shot. And, yeah.
How much do you work on it? Is it something that you're always working on and always trying to improve too?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I stay after practice for 20-30 minutes and just try to work on it as much as possible with my, you know, assistant coaches, my head coaches, and, you know, just trying to get as much work as done as possible.
We're chatting with Idar Suniev, who has signed his entry-level deal with the Flames. Tell us about 2 years at UMass and just what it was like being a part of that program.
You know, that culture, just, you know, they won 2 national championships prior when I came. And it was, just, you know, just the culture around it. You know, what Greg Carville built there, I think that's really important for him. And, you know, I learned not just as a player, but also as a person. I think That was just really good two seasons for me. My teammate's been unbelievable for me there, and what we've done there has been special.
How do you think, or where are the areas that you've developed the most in your 2 years there?
I think just growing as a person and just maturing, and obviously I've worked on skating a lot, since the draft, and I think that's the part of my game where I developed the most.
So what was it like living on campus there and being a part of that community and getting the college experience?
It was really nice, my freshman year, my sophomore year, we have a really good setup there. We got apartment to ourselves, and it was just I had two great roommates who I've been living last year and this year, so it was really great.
So you came over to North America, what, about 4 years ago? A little more than 4 years ago is when you decided to make that decision. How did you decide that you wanted to make the jump over to this side and come to North America to keep playing?
I think I just want to learn English, and I think at some point of my career, if I want to develop, I would have to come here because hockey is here is just special, especially in Canada. Yeah, I thought that would be a good jump for me, and my parents were really supportive for me, and I could have done without them.
How much English did you know before coming over?
I didn't know much English, but I think when everyone speaks the same language, you kind of pick it up pretty quick.
'Cause yeah, it's like the barely any accent. Like you found that it came pretty quickly to you.
Yeah, I think so. I went to international schools when I was back in Russia,
Okay.
so I kind of started learning a little bit there prior to when I came to North America.
Your time in Penticton was pretty special too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really great. Had the unbelievable coach there, Fred Harbison. Everything I learned from him. I also created my game to him.
Okay, couple more. So tell us about what you know. I mean, you've been a part of the Flames organization since you were drafted a couple years ago. What do you know about the Flames? What do you know about Calgary? I know you've been here very, very little, but like what do you know about the organization that you're officially joining?
The fans and everything here is really special. The city just loves hockey, and that's the best thing about it, I think. This is my second time in Calgary since the development camp, and I'm just trying to learn everything, just soaking it all in.
A lot of people have talked, especially this year, about how much of a family atmosphere and how close-knit everything is. You've only been here for a little bit, but do you pick up on that too?
Yeah, it's been really great so far. Everything here is special, and I just want to make the most time my time here.
Soak it all in. That's the main message,
Oh
hey?
yeah
Yeah. What is going to be important? Like, what are some of the things you want to pick up as you talked about, you want to be ready for training camp next year?
I think it's just living like a pro, and just everything you do is just you have to raise your game to the next level. I think that's why I'm here, and just learning from the older guys, just like guys like Jonathan Huberdeau, just the way he leads by example, and I think that's really important for the younger guys, and I think that's what I want to learn from him.
Still have some classwork from college, hey?
Oh yeah, no, don't forget about that for sure. I'm doing online school still.
So what do you still have to complete?
I'm a business marketing major, so still have to do some business classes.
Okay. Is it starting to sink in a little bit that this has all happened, or is it still kind of surreal for you?
No, it's still kind of surreal for me. I'm still adjusting it to it.
Well, congratulations and welcome to Calgary. Have a fun next few weeks, whether you get in or you don't. Have fun. Thanks for doing this today. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you, guys.